Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Joining us this morning is a psychologist, Kaylee Jorgensen, director of Face Up South Africa and senior counselor at the South African Depression and Anxiety Group. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Thanks so much. I'm so excited to talk about this. I think it's so relevant and so important.
So what do you think, first of all, for those older group like me, who haven't actually watched it? I mean, my kids keep telling me to watch it. It sounds completely unappealing. I don't even understand why I would. What is it and what is the appeal?
So I must be honest. I was the same. I watched the trailer of it and I thought it was in dud over English or subtitles and I was like, no, I can't. Yeah. And then it just went basically viral and I thought, okay, now I have to watch it. But basically it is, like you were saying, now it's the current number one show on Netflix. Teens, children, adults, everybody's hooked. The problem though is it's highlighting addiction, it's highlighting abuse, it's highlighting desperation. So basically, in short, it's about this guy, a 47-year-old man, that's living with his mom. He's struggling with money and in desperate need almost of a change. So he stole his mother's debit card, and after using all of her money, debt collectors threatened to take his kidney and his eye. So now a stranger then approached him on the subway to play a child's game for money. After he plays that, the stranger then gives him a card inviting him to join a bigger game for big-time money. And I think needless to say, when he enters the game, this is where he meets hundreds of people. I think all in all, there might be over 400 people, all of them desperate for money, but also all willing to do anything to change their situation. And you're playing these children's games, and if you lose, you don't just end the game. You don't just exit. You die. And it's violent, it's graphic.
It's so interesting. What do you think it is, though, that makes it appealing? Does it reflect something in our own desperation, in the times that we are living in, our own isolation? What do you think it is?
So I think we also have to understand that Squid Game is incredibly successful for a reason. It's almost got that edge of your seat storyline. But the thing is, it's following complex and unique characters. And that's the thing about, the Korean dramas, is they have these amazing storylines. But the number of incredible twists in Squid Game, it literally has you on the edge of your seat wanting more. So this, the show is almost designed in a way to be almost like a social commentary on South Korean class divide. So it's another thing with anime being hugely popular among teens at the moment. It's another pull in because it's something in line with that. Although this is not anime, it's still South Korean, almost drama. But the thing about Squid Game is it's highlighting the desperation. And so many people can relate to that desperation when they are in debt, whether it's from gambling or studying, or even a family emergency or just, you know, stealing your mom's money. But the opportunities that are coming through in Squid Game is literally edge of your seat. So I think that's one of the more complex and multifaceted reasons why it is so popular, especially among the younger generation.
I see that the age limit is officially 16. What are your thoughts on letting kids watch this?
So I must be honest, you know, when we think of inappropriate content, this is definitely age-inappropriate content.
Right.
But what's going to work for one child is not going to work for the other child. And Squid Game is not the only age-inappropriate content. You know, this content is showing up on TikTok, on YouTube. And YouTube has been almost pivotal in just sharing Squid Game information, especially among the youth. So we have to prepare our children to be mature enough to actually process what they're seeing, because they're witnessing torture, they're witnessing murder, rape and abuse, all of this on the show. And if they are not mature enough, if they are not able to process that information, that's where that really big concern comes in. And it's with all age inappropriate behavior, because Squid Game is just highlighting the fact that there is this inappropriate content, and it's so hard to monitor it. Because even if you don't allow your child to watch it at home, what happens if they go to the playground and another child has created their own game of this as a replica, and they're doing this and they talk about Squid Game, so your child comes home and instead of asking you about it, they search it online.
Right, of course. I think you're absolutely right, especially because things aren't contained. When we were young and Dallas might have been inappropriate, we could be sent off to bed. There was no other access that we would have to watch Dallas, because it was determined to be not appropriate, if that was an example. Today, parents can decide that the kids can't watch it, something on Netflix, but they're going to see it on TikTok or YouTube or elsewhere, or their friends are going to show them how to access it anyway.
100%. And I mean, even if it's an explicit pop-up advert on a game that they're playing or something along those lines, you know, it's got the potential of meeting the children. And there's also, you know, I just want to mention this here because I think it's so important for parents to know that there's actually almost a Squid Game challenge app that's been released as well. So it's actually called K-Game Challenges.
Right.
And it's available on, obviously, all the different...
so that's quite, I mean, that's very worrying, isn't it?
Exactly, because I downloaded it the other day and I was looking at it, but you're playing it. All the games that are on Squid Game.
Wow.
So it's almost that next level. It's just encouraging. I mean, the marketers of Squid Game, they're very, very good. And once they realized it was doing so well, then they created the app as a game. But it's also encouraging kids to figure out, what is Squid Game? Oh my word, let me research it. Let me figure it out. So we need
I think it's what you're really saying is, make sure that as parents, we educate ourselves around this so that we can have these conversations with our kids. And part two is have the conversations, because they're going to, if everybody else is getting involved in it or talking about it, they're going to get one form of information or another. And we want it to be the right information, and we want them to be able to have the conversations that they could have. Does that make sense? Right.
Exactly. And I think also the other thing that we need to remember is, if we say to a child, don't do something, or they should do something, they're going to do the exact opposite. So if you say to a child, don't watch Squid Game, well, they're going to just go Google it.
Right, because they want to understand and what the appeal is. Absolutely.
Exactly. Right. So I really encourage parents, instead of saying, don't watch Squid Game, or have you heard of Squid Game, rather ask them, you know, have you seen anything online recently that's made you feel uncomfortable? What are your friends doing online? Have you come across anything that raised alarm bells for you or made you
absolutely
feel uncomfortable?
Sound advice. Kaylee Jorgensen, Director of Face Up South Africa and Senior Counselor at the South African Depression and Anxiety Group.